Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Adi Leela, Chapter 1, Texts 49 through 53. Note, the previous verse, text 48, quoted Uddhava glorifying how the Lord appears in two forms, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Supersoul, to deliver the embodied living beings by instructing and guiding them. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj cites examples to further illuminate how the Lord instructs his devotees. Text 49. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami bodhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse of Bhagavad Gita 10.10 clearly states how Govindadev instructs his bona fide devotee. The Lord declares that by enlightenment in theistic knowledge, he awards attachment for him to those who constantly engage in his transcendental loving service. This awakening of divine consciousness enthralls a devotee, who thus relishes his eternal transcendental mellow. Such an awakening is awarded only to those convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead. They know that the Supreme Truth, the all-spiritual and all-powerful person, is one without a second and has fully transcendental senses. He is the fountainhead of all emanations. Such pure devotees always merge in knowledge of Krishna and absorbed in Krishna consciousness, exchange thoughts and realizations, as great scientists exchange their views and discuss the results of their research in scientific academies. Such exchanges of thoughts in regard to Krishna give pleasure to the Lord, who therefore favors such devotees with all enlightenment. Text 50. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, taught Brahma and made him self-realized. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The English maxim that God helps those who help themselves is also applicable in the transcendental realm. There are many instances in the revealed scriptures of the personality of Godhead's acting as the spiritual master from within. The personality of Godhead was the spiritual master who instructed Brahma, the original living being in the cosmic creation. When Brahma was first created, he could not apply his creative energy to arrange the cosmic situation. At first, there was only sound, vibrating the word tapa, which indicates the acceptance of hardships for spiritual realization. Refraining from sensual enjoyment, one should voluntarily accept all sorts of difficulties for spiritual realization. This is called tapasya. An enjoyer of the senses can never realize God, godliness, or the science of theistic knowledge. Thus, when Brahma, initiated by Sri Krishna by the sound vibration tapa, engaged himself in acts of austerity, by the pleasure of Vishnu, he was able to visualize the transcendental world, Sri Vaikuntha, through transcendental realization. Modern science can communicate using material discoveries, such as radio, television, and computers. But the science invoked by the austerities of Sri Brahma, the original father of mankind, was still more subtle. Texts 51 and 52. Please hear attentively what I shall speak to you, for transcendental knowledge about me is not only scientific, but also full of mysteries. By my causeless mercy, be enlightened in truth about my personality, manifestations, qualities, and pastimes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The truth of these mysteries was revealed to Brahma by the descending process, without the help of the ascending one. The Lord's mercy descends to a devotee like Brahma, and through Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, from Vyasadeva to Sukadeva, and so on in the bona fide chain of disciplic succession. We cannot discover the mysteries of the Lord by our mundane endeavors. They are only revealed by His grace to the proper devotees. These mysteries are gradually disclosed to the various grades of devotees in proportion to the gradual development of their service attitude. In other words, impersonalists who depend on the strength of their poor fund of knowledge and morbid speculative habits, without submission and service in the forms of hearing and chanting, etc., cannot penetrate into the mysterious region of transcendence where the Supreme Truth is a transcendental person, freed from all tinges of the material elements. Discovering the mystery of the Lord eliminates the impersonal feature realized by common spiritualists who are merely trying to enter the spiritual region from the mundane platform. Text 53, which is a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.33, the first of the Chatushloki. Aham evasam evagre nanyad yat sadasat param paschad aham yad etachcha yo vaishishyeta sosmyaham. Prior to the cosmic creation, only I exist. And no phenomena exist, either gross, subtle, or primordial. After creation, only I exist in everything. And after annihilation, only I remain eternally. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Aham means I. Therefore, the speaker who is saying aham, I, must have his own personality. The Mayavadi philosophers interpret this word, aham, as referring to the impersonal Brahman. The Mayavadis are very proud of their grammatical knowledge, but any person who has actual knowledge of grammar can understand that aham means I, and that I refers to a personality. Therefore, the personality of Godhead, speaking to Brahma, uses aham while describing his own transcendental form. Aham has a specific meaning. It is not a vague term that can be whimsically interpreted. Aham, when spoken by Krishna, refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nothing else. Before the creation, and after its dissolution, only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His associates exist. There is no existence of the material elements. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Vasudeva va idam agra, asin na Brahma, Nacha Sankara. The meaning of this mantra is that before the creation, there was no existence of Brahma or Shiva, for only Vishnu existed. Vishnu exists in his abode, the Vaikunthas. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, and on each of them Vishnu resides with his associates and his paraphernalia. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that although the creation is periodically dissolved, there is another abode which is never dissolved. The word creation refers to the material creation, because in the spiritual world, everything exists eternally, and there is no creation or dissolution. The Lord indicates herein that before the material creation, he existed in fullness with all transcendental opulences, including all strength, all wealth, all beauty, all knowledge, all fame, and all renunciation. If one thinks of a king, he automatically thinks of his secretaries, ministers, military commanders, palaces, and so on. Since a king has such opulences, one can simply try to imagine the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Lord says, Aham, therefore, it is to be understood that he exists with full potency, including all his opulences. The word Yat refers to Brahman, the impersonal effulgence of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita 5:40, it is said, Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam. The Brahman effulgence expands unlimitedly. Just as the sun is a localized planet, with the sunshine expanding unlimitedly from that source, so the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his effulgence of energy, Brahman, expanding unlimitedly. From that Brahman energy, the creation appears, just as a cloud appears in the sunshine. From the cloud comes rain, and from rain comes vegetation, and from the vegetation come fruits and flowers, which are the basis of subsistence for many other forms of life. Similarly, the effulgent bodily luster of the Supreme Lord is the cause of the creation of infinite universes. The Brahman effulgence is impersonal, but the cause of that energy is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From him, in his abode, the Vaikunthas, this Brahmajyoti emanates. He is never impersonal. Since impersonalists cannot understand the source of the Brahman energy, they mistakenly choose to think that this impersonal Brahman, the ultimate and absolute goal. But as stated in the Upanishads, one has to penetrate the impersonal effulgence to see the face of the Supreme Lord. If one desires to reach the source of the sunshine, one has to travel through the sunshine to reach the sun, and then meet the predominating deity there. The absolute truth is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains. Sat means effect, and Asat means cause, and Param refers to the ultimate truth, which is transcendental to cause and effect. The cause of the creation is called the Mahatattva, or the total material energy, and its effect is the creation itself. But neither the cause nor effect existed in the beginning. They emanated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as did the energy of time. That is stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadya Asya Yataha. The source of birth of the cosmic manifestation, or the Mahatattva, is the personality of Godhead. This is confirmed throughout Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10.8, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the fountainhead of all emanations. The material cosmos, being temporary, is sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, but its energy emanates from the Supreme Absolute Lord. Before the creation, there was neither cause nor effect, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead existed with his full opulence and energy. The words Paschad Aham indicate that the Lord exists after the dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. When the material world is dissolved, the Lord still exists personally in the Vaikunthas. During the creation, the Lord also exists, as he is, in the Vaikunthas. And he also exists as the Supersoul within the material universes. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 537. Goloka eva nivasati. Although he is perfectly and eternally present in Goloka Vrindavan in Vaikuntha, he is nevertheless all-pervading, akilatma bhuta. The all-pervading feature of the Lord is called the Supersoul. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Aham Krishnasya Jagata Prabhava. The cosmic manifestation is a display of the energy of the Supreme Lord. The material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, display the inferior energy of the Lord, and the living entities are his superior energy. Since the energy of the Lord is non-different from him, in fact, everything that exists is Krishna in his impersonal feature. Sunshine, sunlight, and heat are non-different from the sun. Yet, simultaneously, they are distinct energies of the sun. Similarly, the cosmic manifestation and the living entities are energies of the Lord, and they are considered to be simultaneously one with and different from him. The Lord therefore says, I am everything, because everything is his energy and is therefore non-different from him. Yo vaisheshyeta sosmyaham indicates that the Lord is the balance that exists after the dissolution of the creation. The spiritual manifestation never vanishes. It belongs to the internal energy of the Supreme Lord and exists eternally. When the external manifestation is withdrawn, the spiritual activities in Goloka and the rest of the Vaikunthas continue, unrestricted by material time, which has no existence in the spiritual world. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita 15.6, it is said, Yad gatva nanivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. The abode from which no one returns to this material world is the supreme abode of the Lord.